Would you turn to 1 John chapter 1? 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was. This is speaking of the eternal I Am. The same was eternally. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now, when he was speaking of his experience of the word, what did he speak of first? Hearing. Hearing. Verse 2, for the life was manifested. Not simply his life, but the life. This is the life that I will stand before God on Judgment Day. His life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, our life before God. For the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Now that's a witness. That which we have seen, that which we have heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That's my reason for writing. That your joy. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. His righteousness. The peace that comes as a result of that. And the joy of the Holy Ghost. I'm writing these things that your joy might be full. I want to have fullness of joy. And I don't want to make it up. I don't want to work it up. I don't want to stir it up. I want it to be something that he has given me by seeing the glory of his Son and the completeness of his salvation. Now let's go on reading. Verse 5. This then is the message. We've heard of him and declare unto you. This is not our message, this is the message he gave us to declare to you, John says, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is spirit. He's not physical. He's invisible. He's omnipresent, and he's indivisible. He's everywhere. All of him is everywhere at all times. God is spirit. God is love. Not loving. God is love. Independently, eternally, sovereignly, and savingly. God is love. Not here is love, and God meets that description. God is love. And God is light. This speaks of His holiness. God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. Now this is the message which we've heard and declare unto you, that God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. If we say, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him, somebody makes this claim, I communion with God, and He communes with me. I speak to Him, He hears me, He speaks to me. I have fellowship with God. I have a relationship with God. I know God. A lot of people make that claim, don't they? Every religious person you know makes that claim. I have fellowship with the living God. Quite a claim. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There's no credibility to anything we say if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. Now, what is John saying? Is he saying that if someone claims a relationship with God, but in the darkness he practices sin that no one knows anything about? Well, that's not a good thing. But that's not what John's talking about. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in the darkness of salvation by works, that's what he's referring to. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in the darkness of salvation by works, we lie. We don't have any relationship with God. It's all talk. We lie. And we do not the truth. We do not practice the truth. There's no truth in this confession of fellowship with God. If I walk in the darkness, and that's the point, the darkness of salvation by works. Do you remember when the Lord said, I'm the light of the world? There in John chapter 8, verse 12. He said this right after he looked at that woman who was caught red-handed in the act of adultery. And he says to that woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I am the light of the world. I am the light of how this can be. Now that's the light he's talking about. And if someone claims a relationship with God and walks in darkness, he lies. And he does not the truth. But, verse 7, if we walk in the light of how Christ can look at that woman who was caught red-handed and say, I do not condemn thee. The light of the gospel, the light of justification by grace, the light of how God can take a sinner and make them perfectly righteous in His sight. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, oh, He dwells in the light of which no man can approach to. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now I can have fellowship with that person, and I hope that person can have fellowship with me, that looks only to Christ as everything in their salvation. I can relate with that person. I can have fellowship. We're fellows in the same ship, aren't we? We're saved by grace. We look to Christ only. He's all in our salvation. We have fellowship one with another. Now that person who makes that religious claim that's not real, I don't have any fellowship with that person. Don't even like them. Don't want to be around them. The things they say that are derogatory toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I hope the Lord saves them, but as of yet, They've never bowed the knee to Christ. But that person who looks to Christ only, oh, what sweet fellowship there is in the gospel. And look what he says next. He says, in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us. Presently, right now, constantly. And I need this constantly, don't you? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, what? We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now there the word sin is a noun. He's talking about our nature. Right now, if I would say to you right now, I do not presently have a sinful nature, I would be deceiving myself. I would be deceiving you. And I have no credibility. If we say we have no sin right now, we deceive ourselves. Self-deception. No credibility. The truth is not in us. Someone that makes a claim like that is a liar and a deceiver. And the truth is not in him. Verse 9, if we confess our sins. Now, the word confess is made of two words which mean speak the same. Speak the same. Say the same thing God says. That's what it means to confess your sins. It doesn't mean, now if you can confess all your sins, go for it. Problem is you don't have enough time in the day. And the other problem is you don't know what they all are. You really don't. You and I are ignorant of this thing. What is it to confess your sins? It's to speak the same thing God says concerning your sins. It's to take sides with God against yourself. It's agreeing with God. Now that's what it is to confess your sins. If we confess our sins, oh, may the Lord enable me and you to do that just now, to agree with him, to take sides with him against ourselves. Now look at this promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Not simply merciful and gracious, although that would be great. And he is merciful and gracious, but that's not what it says. It doesn't say he's merciful and gracious to forgive us of our sins, but he's faithful. Faithful to do what he'd already determined to do before time began. He's faithful and he's just. The very justice of God demands the forgiveness of all for whom he died. Now, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say we've not sinned, and there the word sinned is a verb, it's with reference to anything that we do. Right now, I hate saying this, but if I did it, it's sin. If I'm involved in it, it's sin. And with regard to anything you or I do at any time, if we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. You see, to make a claim like that is evil. It's against the truth of God if we say we've not sinned. Now, my little children, this chapter division is man-made, and I think this is so interesting. My little children, chapter 2, verse 1, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. You have a sinful nature. You're to confess your sins. And you can't say with regard to anything that I didn't sin. Now I'm writing this to you that you sin not. Make it your resolve by the grace of God to never sin again. That is the only right thing to do. To never sin again. The gospel gives no excuse for sin of any kind at any time. John says, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. There's never a reason for sin. Amen. When you do. That word if is also translated when, and that's really what it means. When you do. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's no crooked lawyer. He's Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, our advocate is the son of the judge. And he's never lost a case. And he makes all of his clients plead guilty. And every one of them are justified. That's our advocate. And here is the ground of his advocacy. Now, understand this. He was the advocate before the sin. He's the advocate during the sin. And he's the advocate after the sin. And how many sins have you committed over and over and over and over and over again? Does he say, forgive him again? Let him off the hook this one more time? No, no. His advocacy is his propitiation. Now, what does propitiation mean? We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Now that word means a sin-removing sacrifice. That's what he's done. He's removed the sin. And that's all that needs to be said. His propitiation. I love that passage in Hebrews chapter 8 where he says, I will be merciful. The word is literally, I will be propitious to their unrighteousness. I'm going to remove it by the sacrifice of myself, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. How is it that God can forget something? Because there's nothing there to remember. That is how he removed our sins. That is his advocacy. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only. Not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. He's the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. Thank God for our advocate.
Amen.